You're listening to the Accidental Creative Podcast. Since 2005, we've delivered weekly tips to help you be prolific, brilliant, and healthy. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by Shopify. Shopify is a platform designed for anyone to sell anywhere, giving entrepreneurs like myself the resources once reserved for big business, customized for my needs with a great-looking online store that brings my idea to life and tools to manage my day-to-day and drive sales. Start selling today. Go to shopify.com/accidentalcreative for a free 14-day trial. That's shopify.com/accidentalcreative. I've done a tremendous number of virtual speeches and workshops of late for companies primarily, and the most common theme I'm hearing from everyone, and I mean everyone, is that their teams just feel burned out. They feel tired. I think we're at the end of a very long run of uncertainty. We're still in the midst of a lot of uncertainty, but we're really kind of coming to the end of one season of uncertainty and entering into another season of uncertainty. We're kind of in that liminal space, the space between. We're at a threshold. And I think for many of us right now, I think we're tired. I think we're a little burned out on, you know, absorbing all of the extra responsibilities we've absorbed over the last couple of years in the midst of, you know, what has been a really trying time for many of us. And I think we often don't have strategies for dealing with what we're feeling. I think our main strategy is just to push through, but that's not really the most effective or healthy way to deal with this sense of burnout, especially creative burnout. And so last year, I did an episode where I offered several strategies for how to deal with burnout. And I'm going to replay that because I think all of us could benefit from revisiting those strategies and applying them. I don't know if you're burned out right now. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're one of the people among us who are just really thriving right now. That's fantastic. If that's you, that's great. But I still encourage you to pay attention to these strategies because there will come a time when they will come in handy. For those of us who maybe are feeling like we're a little bit stretched thin, we're feeling like we're entering this summer season and at least for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, and we want to be able to create a little bit more space for ourselves and maybe do a little bit of recuperation, recovery this summer, I would encourage you to listen to this episode and think strategically about how you're going to apply what we talk about. So here is how to deal with burnout. Listen, this is a topic that we're all wrestling with right now. I don't care how, you know, productive the past year has been for you. I don't care how much great work you've done or how great your collaborations have been virtually. There is a kind of latent emotional stress that we've all been experiencing. We have had to do whatever it takes to get it done. And sometimes that stress lives just beneath the surface. It's the uncertainty of when are things going to go back to normal? What's it going to look like when it does go back to normal? Where is my relational standing within the organization right now? Because I'm not seeing people every day. I don't have those nonverbal cues from my manager, from my peers to let me know how I'm doing. So instead, we rely on these transactional interactions over Zoom or WebEx or whatever tool your company uses to help us know how we're doing. But those aren't always the same as being in the room with one another and picking up on those nonverbal cues or having those informal conversations. It's just not the same. And so many of us are experiencing stress from having to figure things out, figure out the technology, figure out our relationships. How do we collaborate? What does the client want? I'm not seeing the client as often because we can't be in the same room and we're not having the same kinds of conversations. Everybody's working from home. And, you know, all of these things have just been so stressful. And now we have the privilege of jumping back into normalcy. Now we get to go straight back to the office and just pick up where we left off with the incredible pace and expectations that are endemic in these kind of workplace environments. And so naturally, many of us right now are experiencing a degree of stress. So we're going to talk today about six core principles to help us deal with that burnout that we're experiencing that's the result of this sort of latent emotional stress we've been experiencing over the past year that I think will help us to be more effective, to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy. How do we deal with creative burnout? Six ideas, six tips that we can implement. The first is this: pause and organize. Pause and organize. Sometimes the burnout that we feel, the overwhelm, isn't the result of having too much on our plate. It's the result of us not knowing what is on our plate. We have a sense of what's on our plate. We have a sense of all the open loops in our world. We have a sense of all that is undone, the weight of all that is undone, but we don't really have a good grasp on what it will take to accomplish it, to get it done. And so as a result, we feel stress that is sourced not in the work itself, but our fear of what it's going to take to do the work. So pause and organize. What I mean by that is take a pause and do an assessment of all of the open loops that still have to be closed. What are all of the problems you still have to solve? What are all the administrative tasks that still need to be done? What are all the conversations that still need to be had? Take out a sheet of paper, and yes, I mean a literal sheet of paper, and write down everything. Just do a brain dump right there on the page. Now, some of you might think, well, wait a minute, that's going to stress me out even more when I see it all out there on the page. But no, that's not true. What happens when we do this is we begin to feel a sense of relief because we know that everything that we have to do is captured right there on the page. Now it can be organized and you can develop a plan of attack. Okay, you're no longer dealing with the weight of what's undone. Instead, you're dealing with the weight of the tasks on your task list, which is fantastic. That's great, but that's very different from dealing with the psychological stress of the unknowing, of the uncertainty. So the first thing to do when you're feeling burnout is to pause and organize, do a brain dump, put everything on a piece of paper. Now, why? Why is that important? Because then you can begin to move forward in a meaningful and strategic way. And we'll talk about how to do that in just a minute. The second thing is this: clear the decks. Okay. Clear the decks. What I mean by that is get rid of the non-essentials, the things that are filling your life that maybe served a purpose at one point, but now need to be pruned. We need to manage our energy effectively when we're going through times of burnout. And managing our energy effectively means channeling our energy toward the things that really provide significant progress, because progress yields motivation. When we accomplish things, and we accomplish even little things, little tasks, and we solve a little problem, we see any glimmer of hope, of forward momentum, it begins to yield more motivation to begin to attack the work in new and more meaningful ways. And so what we need to do is clear the decks. We need to prune things that have accumulated, that are gunking the works, that are preventing us from engaging with our energy in meaningful ways, of using discretionary energy in meaningful ways. And that way we have a very accurate sense of the time that we have and the space that we have and the focus that we have to be able to accomplish our work. Okay, so we pause, we organize, we put everything on a piece of paper, right? We clear the decks, we get rid of all of the non-essentials right now so that we can just focus on what matters. But then what do we do next? Well, the third thing is we have to reprioritize. Okay, when you feel overwhelmed and burned out, sometimes everything feels like it's of equal priority to you, and you feel like you're sinking, you're going underwater, and you're going down for the third time, and there's no way that you could possibly ever get back above water, let alone ride the waves. There's no way you can do it because you just feel overwhelmed. In those moments, it helps to look at that sheet of paper, to block all of your obligations, your outcomes, your tasks into meaningful chunks, you know, by project, by outcome, by due date, whatever works for you, but to block them into meaningful chunks, and then to reprioritize them. Which of these things are most important for me to make progress on now first, right? Which of these things are maybe second most important? Which are third most important? Which ones can wait maybe until next month or even maybe next year? They seem urgent right now, but maybe they're not as urgent as I'm making them. Sometimes we assign urgency to things that isn't really there. So reprioritize. Okay, write a big number above those blocks and say, okay, these are first priority items, these are second priority items, these are third priority items, these are fourth priority items, right? And even write, if it helps you, write a date when you want those to be accomplished. Hey, as I mentioned previously, this episode is sponsored by Shopify. I love that sound. It makes me smile. It does. It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. So Shopify is a platform designed for anyone to sell anywhere, giving entrepreneurs like myself the resources once reserved for big business, customized for my needs with a great-looking online store that brings my idea to life and tools to manage my day-to-day and drive sales. Making your idea real opens endless possibilities. It's a journey, but that's the beauty of entrepreneurship. Believe me, the Axon Creative Podcast started in 2005 as an idea, just a spark, something that I wanted to share with other people. And now it's reached millions and millions of people around the world on a regular basis. I've written 6 books. All of this grew out of this little instinct, this little insight that I had that was only made possible because of tools like Shopify. I love how Shopify makes it easy for anyone to successfully run their own business. Shopify powers millions of entrepreneurs just like me from first sale to full scale. And every 28 seconds, a small business owner makes their first sale on Shopify. So get started by building and customizing your online store with no coding or design experience. You can access powerful tools to help you find customers, drive sales, and manage your day-to-day. Plus, with 24/7 support, you're never alone. It's more than a store. Shopify grows with you. This is possibility powered by Shopify. Go to shopify.com/accidentalcreative, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Start selling today on Shopify. Go to shopify.com/accidentalcreative right now. shopify.com/accidentalcreative. Okay, so pause and organize, clear the decks, reprioritize, and then we're going to time block. We're going to use our calendar to our advantage instead of to our detriment, which it so often is. So much burnout and stress tends to dissipate when we know we have time allocated to do the work that we need to do. So much of the stress is not knowing when that creative work is going to happen. So we feel like we have to have ideas in the cracks and crevices of our life because we don't have time set aside to really delve deeply into doing the work itself. But once we have calendar time dedicated, blocked off, protected, like gold, because it is gold, that some of that stress begins to dissipate when we have time blocked for doing it. Okay. So once you have paused, you've organized, you've cleared the decks, and you've reprioritized, then time block for that most important work in the order of priority to make sure that you have time set aside to do it. Okay. Are you beginning to breathe a little easier even as I'm saying this? I know I am. Even as I'm expressing this to you, I'm thinking, I need to go through this process today, right? Because I have about 7 different things I'm trying to launch today. So pause and organize, clear the decks, reprioritize, and time block. Those are the first 4. Okay, here's number five. And this is maybe feels a little bit adjacent, but it's important. You have to care for yourself physically. You have to. Okay. One of the things that can happen to us when we start to feel burned out is that we press harder. We lean harder into the work. So we're working more, thinking that working more is going to get us to a better place. But the reality is, as we are putting things out of the bottom of the funnel, more stuff is getting poured into the top of the funnel. And that's why it feels like we can never get ahead of it. And so what happens? We work more. We work harder. We do more. We put more effort into getting things done. And the problem is we never get ahead of the work because there's always more work coming. There are always more open loops to resolve. So you have to care for yourself physically. What does this mean? Are you getting some degree of exercise every day? Are you taking a walk? Are you running? Are you doing strength training? Are you doing something that is forcing you to have to engage your body physically? Because as much as that is important for your physical health, it helps your mental health and your creative health in significant and often untold ways. Because when you do hard things like physical exercise, it trains your body to perceive hard things as imminently doable. Okay, so I know for me, when I go for a run and I want to quit a couple miles in, but I keep pushing myself, when I sit down to do a project, I remember, even if it's not, you know, overtly, but I remember those times when I pushed myself physically and I think I can do this. I can do that. I can do hard things. I can do it, right? So it helps you, but also it releases all kinds of chemicals in your brain that help you, that buoy your optimism, that buoy your sense of connectivity and your creative purpose and all of those things when you exercise. Going for a walk is a great way to stimulate creative thoughts, right? To see new things, to absorb new stimulus, to connect dots, especially when you go for a walk while you're thinking about a problem. It can be very, very helpful. Okay, so you have to care for yourself physically, get enough sleep, Eat well. Don't just snack all day, especially if you're still working at home, but care for yourself physically, because your physical being is critical to your creative effectiveness. And then finally, number six, reroute in your productive passion. Now, we've often talked about the fact that this word passion in the original form comes from the word that means to suffer. So I'm telling you to reroute in your productive suffering. Yay. No. What I mean is get connected to the outcomes that matter to you. Why do you do what you do? Why do you work for the company you work for? What is it about the work that you do that brings you to life? What are you willing to endure for the sake of in the course of your work? What outcome matters more to you than your temporary suffering? What is the underlying through line or why of your work? When you begin to identify and reconnect with that, again, it brings a new level of energy and focus and enthusiasm to your work that wasn't there before. When you're burned out, sometimes it's because everything feels pointless. Everything feels equally urgent. Everything feels impossible to accomplish. But when you reroute in your productive passion, when you remind yourself of who you are and why you're here and what it is you're doing and what you're about and what you're spending yourself on behalf of, it completely changes the calculus. So reroute yourself in your productive passion. What outcome matters more to you than your temporary suffering? What outcome are you working toward that at the end is going to be the payoff that makes all of this work worth it? When you have that, when you connect with that, it tends to order everything in your world. It brings a sort of peace to your world. Everything is ordered and you can navigate things with a more clear mind. Okay, so what is your productive passion and how can you reroute yourself in that? So again, just to recap the six tips. Number one, pause and organize. Number two, clear the decks. Number three, reprioritize. Number four, time block. Number five, care for yourself physically. And number six, reroute in your productive passion. I'm going to summarize these in this week's email called Three Things. So if you want to be on that email to get a summary of this episode, just go to toddhenry.com/subscribe. And there you can jump on the list. I'm going to summarize all six of these points in that email as well. But listen, friends, one of the great lies is that we're all in this alone, that, you know, we're the only one dealing with what we're dealing with. It's not true, friends. Trust me, I am speaking to so many creative pros right now who are wrestling with burnout. We're all in that place. We're all in that place. So I encourage you, listen, the work that you do is important. It's too important to leave to chance, and it's too important to let yourself wither on the vine. You can't do that. Take care of yourself. Deal with your burnout. Apply these six principles and you'll be on the path of being prolific, brilliant, and healthy, and hopefully operating fully within your productive passion and delivering a body of work that you can be proud of. I hope you found these tips helpful. If you did, please apply them and teach them to somebody else. And please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you next time.